The opinions expressed in Locked and Loaded are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University.
Welcome back to the Locked and Loaded podcast. I am your host, Brady Locke, and if this is your first time joining us here, you're in for a treat. The Locked and Loaded podcast has everything you need as a sports fan, but more importantly, as somebody who enjoys a great conversation, a great real aspect, and a natural feel. Today, I am here with one of my very good friends, as on every episode, I'm going to be bringing on a guest of any nature and of any sports knowledge, and that's the fun of it all. We're going to warm things up with a little bit of sports talk, break the ice, and then we're going to get into a great conversation. Now, their sports knowledge could be as little as they have, and I could be the one to really give them more knowledge. And for you as viewers, it doesn't matter what level of knowledge you have, because you're going to learn it all with us. And even if they have lots of knowledge, that's great, because we are going to spit some great chats out. And without further ado, I'm going to get right into it, because you are here for the chats, and we only have a limited amount of time, so thank you for being along for the ride, and here we go. I am here with one of my good friends, Chris Colangelo. Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Brady. How are you? Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, man, it's a pleasure, and it is long overdue, man. I mean, this Locked and Loaded podcast has now been going on since April, and I ran it out of my home, but now we are in the Spirit Live studio. And I'm glad to have you from Richmond Hill all the way to Toronto, Chris. You're a big sports fan. Me and you, we are in the same program doing the same thing we love. We have a big passion for sports. And I just want to know, what is your thoughts on sports in today's day?
Well, let me get you started off with a little introduction. So, like Brady said, from Richmond Hill, always lived in Toronto my whole life. Grew up in a big Maple Leafs fan household. Big Jays fan. I was a baseball player growing up, and over the last couple of years, actually, I really got into football, and my team is the Cincinnati Bengals. So yeah, a lot of questions surrounding my teams right now, so can't wait to dive right into this conversation with you.
Oh yes. So how about those Leafs? I mean, that seems like the only logical place to start this conversation. What are they up to this year?
Honestly, Being a fan, watching every single game, I still don't know, to be honest. But there's definitely some new things that are coming up. Trade deadline looms in a few days. But I think the number one problem, actually, to start off with is the media in Toronto. I actually do feel for these guys sometimes. But then when you think about it, at the same time, there's been fans watching for years and years, and they owe it to them to finally get the Stanley Cup, right? And I think last year was their closest chance to getting that in a while. And I think fans are still disappointed about that. Obviously, the loss to Florida in Game 7, Mitch Marner's departure. But yeah, not a great year this year. It's a tough watch, I'll say.
Yeah, I mean, personally, as the viewers might know who have watched previously, I'm not the biggest Leafs fan, but I definitely feel for them. And it's hard to see, because I usually enjoy hate watching them in the playoffs. So unfortunately, this year, I won't be able to do that. But it's, yeah, usually I've always known Leafs playoffs. I mean, they never do that well, but
yeah, I think the big year this is, like, what was I saying before? Like, there's not a particular issue with this team. Like, on paper, this team is stacked. Like, I wouldn't say it's necessarily the defense or the offense or, like, the goaltending, because it's a little bit of both. It could be different every game. I just don't think these guys are gelling well together right now. We need a few trades. I'm not going to count us out of it yet. I know a lot of the top sports networks like Sportsnet, TSN, all the insiders are saying, like, it's pretty much impossible. Like, we're only eight points out after last night's loss. But yeah, I think it was five in a row we lost. Now it's not looking great. Honestly, we're going to see what kind of moves they make at the deadline. I heard some rumors that they are looking to pick up some first round picks. Nick Waugh is on his departure, Scott Laudon, Oliver Ekman, Larson, McMahon. It's sad to see these guys go, but we definitely need change.
Yeah, man, I don't know where to go, because I'm not the Leafs guy, but I certainly agree with you, change is needed. Marner, you thought maybe that would have been the change, but
yeah, and it's tough to say. He didn't really leave off on a good note in Toronto. Like, you know, a lot of fans were disappointed. And I think, tying this into baseball a little bit now, I kind of agree with the media and the fans on this, but the difference between, for example, Bo Bichette last year leaving and then Mitch Marner, Bichette ended off with probably one of the craziest home runs in his life.
Yeah,
he had us thinking we won the World Series for quite some time there, but the difference is Marner did not play that well in the Game 7 last year, and then Bichette performed in the World Series on the biggest stage. So I feel like that's why a little about the Mitch Marner, why fans are hating on him. But I think it's going to be a different story when Bichette comes back here for the first time at Canada Day. So that's just something about the Toronto media that you got to understand, you know?
That's a great point, actually. That is a terrific point. And now that leads me into how do you think the Jays are going to perform this season after such a great season last year? How do you build on that? And how do you come back from literally having the World Series in your hand?
Well, you can view this in two ways, I think. Well, first of all, let's start off with the phenomenal run they had last year. Like, that was one of the greatest runs I've ever seen in my life as a sports fan. City of Toronto, Canada, everyone nuts. It brought us all together as a country, a nation. Everyone was watching. It was awesome, to be honest. It's really unfortunate the way we lost. And it was right at our fingertips multiple times. The ball under the wall, bases loaded, one out. But what can you do, right? You got to move forward. And I think, honestly, I have a pretty hot take here. I think they could be right back in the World Series against the Dodgers. A nice rematch. And I think the Jays could take this one. Obviously, it's really early to say right now, spring training. But I feel like when you have a championship run like that, really brings the team together. And the team chemistry I saw last year, like, that's hard to find.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it goes to show that the Dodgers are this big money-built team. And the Jays, as much as maybe they had a little bit of money, they're built up from the ground, and it feels like that those guys all just gelled really well together. And I don't think you necessarily need to have those big star guys when you have people that can play off each other that well.
Exactly.
And you know the game. And I think, I always hated on John Schneider, but I think he made some mistakes for sure, but I think towards the end, played it pretty well.
Yeah, honestly, he did make some costly mistakes there. Like, I don't know if you remember, dating back to the ALCS against the Mariners, he had some crazy pulls there. Like, I think he wanted to pull Max Scherzer. Scherzer was yelling in his face, pitching Brendan Little in some spots. But yeah, some of the stuff he does was questionable, but at the end of the day, I think he's an awesome coach. He brought us to a World Series, and I think we're going to see him for many more years to come.
Mm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And this Jay season starting in a couple months, or about a month, less than a month. Yeah, and spring training already underway. But we'll transition a little bit more into football now. Big Bengals guy. Bengals had an off year. I mean, they had an off year the year before as well. How do you get back to playoffs and eventually that Super Bowl that they had a few years ago?
I know it's just tough to watch because I know you're a Patriots fan. I kind of like got some deja vu when like Drake May made all the way to the Super Bowl in the second year. It reminded me of Burrow and that run they had when unfortunately lost against the Rams. But yeah, I'm a huge fan. Like I said, I'm watching every moment, every second of the game on Sundays. Diehard fan, always counting them in. But yeah, it was definitely a tough year this year. Obviously with Burrow's injury, but I was actually lucky to go watch my first NFL game in Buffalo. It was a heartbreaker against the Bills that they lost, but it was some great sports, man. Like, that was a really cool sporting event to go watch. What else? Yeah, our front office is pretty disappointing, to be honest. It definitely could be better, but you never know. Honestly, the most important thing in football is staying healthy. So if we could have a healthy roster, maybe have some of the caliber like the Jays had, restructure our defense a little bit, make some new signings. You never know what could happen. Honestly, going to this year, I don't have big expectations, but it's just sad to see that Joe Burrow's talent is kind of being wasted now, and I don't want him to turn into Andrew Luck. That would be really disappointing because I know I'm being biased here, but Burrow is just amazing to watch. Even if like you're not a Bengals fan, he just does remarkable things, right?
I can agree with that, and I think he's at his best. I think he's easily top three quarterback in the league. But now I kind of want to get into, who is Chris? Who is this guy behind the mic spitting all these great sports knowledge? Chris, who are you? Give the viewers a little bit more of a insight on that.
Like I said, grew up in a big sports family. I was always surrounded by sports from a young age. Let's kind of tie this into the program now, sport media that we're in together. I'll tell you a quick little funny story here. So ever since a young age, I would always set my alarm for 5:55 a.m. and I would always watch TSN or Sportsnet. I would always want to watch the first show. And I was just obsessed. Like I would watch a show twice, three times. And then I had a little like an ice rink in my basement. Not actually ice, but it was carpet. We taped it, you know.
Yeah.
Turned into a baseball diamond sometimes. So watch the games, watch the highlights, replay, try some new stuff. And honestly, that's where I think I got my love for sports. The amount of hours played mini sticks in the basement, played baseball in the basement. Honestly, that's where I became such a big sports guy.
Dude, I'm with you there. Like that, I feel like that's a Canadian staple. Like, I know you played hockey, yeah?
Yeah, I did also play hockey.
Playing hockey, growing up, tournaments, like you're always playing mini sticks with the guys. Like it's a great time. And man, sports are my life. I know sports are your life. If you're in this program, I mean, I feel like sports have got to be 90% of your life. Like you got to be really engaged into it. And I'm very blessed to be in this program, and I feel as you definitely feel the same.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I want to go back and talk about how we met.
Like, RTA 104.
We are doing this podcast now, and all this audio stuff we learned back last year when I first met Chris in RTA 104, Intro to Audio Production. Great class, and I don't really remember how we really met. Were we just sitting beside each other one day, or what?
So it was I remember a little bit. It was the introductory class. Yeah. They were handing out our headphones and SD cards. So once we did that, we had to brainstorm, I think, for like a podcast or something like that.
Yeah.
So I like introduced myself to Brady. I remember he was doing some golf podcast. I'm like, oh, I work at a golf course. That's sick. I think I was doing some football podcast, but right from that moment, I think we meshed.
Yeah.
And then after that, we talked about some sports betting, and right from the moment, we knew we were going to be close.
Dude, yeah, that was awesome. And I vividly remember us going out and doing those street interviews. And we were struggling to get people, but no, that was a great time, man. Because that was my first, like, in the field, like...
Same here, yep.
Anything with sports or making content for myself. So, yeah, that was a great moment for me. But what are your thoughts to go from there on the program so far? How are you liking it?
No complaints. Honestly, I've loved every second of it. It doesn't even feel like school, like I said, sometimes because how interesting it is. I will admit, though, this semester has been rough for me. It's every single day, the commute. It's catching up to me, but I'm trying to stay on top of that. But yeah, so far, all the other semesters are great. Like the hands-on work we get in our like, kind of more our TV lab class is just phenomenal. Like making shows, everything you want to talk about, writing the scripts, adding all the effects. It's just awesome.
Yeah, no, man, I love it. I'm with you there. Like this last semester, I love like doing that. Having that TV lab is definitely my favorite class thus far.
Yeah, same here.
But I mean, I can't really complain about any of the classes because we're always relating it back to sports, and it's something that we're getting engaged with, and no matter what it is, we're having a good time for sure.
Exactly.
So, what kind of made you decide, hey, I want to go into this sport media program?
Okay, so like I mentioned, I always played sports, baseball player. I initially wanted to go to the States for D1.
Yeah.
However, that didn't turn out. So I kind of shifted my focus to maybe like, what can I work in the sports field? I feel like I could be really good in that since I know my stuff. But yeah, my cousin was in this program before me, and we're very close. We're almost like brothers. Mm-hmm. So he had a huge influence on me.
Yeah.
So I knew for a while that I wanted to get into this program if my baseball career didn't go exactly how I wanted. So what can you do? It's tough. Baseball's tough. One of the hardest sports, but yeah. I'm happy to be here right now, and it's awesome.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there as well. I mean, how did you really find out about the program? Because for me, I didn't find out this program. I didn't know this existed until January of 2024 when I applied last minute.
Oh, wow.
And I had no clue. I was going to do something completely different with my life, and then I found this out. I applied just for fun, see if I get in. And I got in, and I thought, hey, you know, I'd always regret it if I never gave working in sports a shot, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm curious, how did you find out about it?
Well, actually, you just made me remember. I initially wanted to go to York for the concurrent program, which is teaching.
Yeah.
So I wanted to become a teacher. My parents are both teachers. I was kind of surrounded in that environment. But I'm like, I'm not going to, like, fully love what I'm doing. I feel like being in sport media, I kind of have more fun with that rather than just keeping my head in a book all day long and reading.
Yeah.
There is a lot of writing in this program, but totally fine. It's about sports. I feel like this was the better path for me. And like I said, yeah, I knew for some time I wanted to do it. My cousin was always like, you got to try this out, man. It was so awesome, this program. So yeah, I just kind of went from there. I wanted to be a teacher first, but then kind of shifted to media, sport media.
Okay, yeah, that's awesome, yeah. Did your parents really want you to be a teacher, or were they just happy with whatever you decided?
Honestly, when it came down to picking what I wanted, I knew I wanted sport media, but there was, I'm not going to lie, there was a time where I was going to go to York and pursue teaching. But honestly, I think they were happy for me that there even is like a kind of program like this. This program is rare, man. Like it's hard to find. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So they're like, go try it out. If you don't like it, there's always a backup option for you. But however, that was not the case.
Yeah.
So went to school, told them all about my days, how I love it. They're like, wow, that's so cool. Keep going. Yeah. And that just brought me where I hear him today.
Dude, that's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, I mean, going forward, I really want to dive even deeper into Chris Colangelo, because, you know, you're an exciting guy. I want to see the layers. What was your life? I know you said it a lot, so I won't harp too much on about that, but growing up, you have a sister. Do you have any other siblings?
No, it's me and my parents and, my sister.
Yeah. So how do you enjoy having a sister? 'Cause I can relate to you there.
No, it's pretty good. We're pretty similar. We share the same interests. So yeah, we've always really got along.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good. That's good. And she's considering coming here. Yeah.
Yes, potentially.
Okay. And how would you like that?
Hopefully so I can move downtown.
Yeah.
I'm done with the commuting.
Yeah. Downtown is definitely more ideal. I mean, it's a pretty penny, but
yeah,
for sure.
No, I've always loved the city life ever since I also came down here. Like, I've been obsessed with it ever since I was a little kid. I always loved coming into the city.
Because, like, living in Richmond Hill, you would come here a lot, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. I was always, like, I would come down here with my parents for dinner, sports games, all that kind of stuff. Kind of fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm. And I think I completely forgot to ask you this. What's your background? You are Italian.
I'm Italian. Full Italian.
Full Italian.
Yeah.
Of course. People need to know that. Going more based off that, is there anything in your life, you know, would you say is the biggest struggle you've faced, the biggest hardship in your life that you've had to overcome?
I'm going to keep this more of like present day.
Yeah.
But I think you can definitely agree with me on this, but as many perks as this program has, it's no truth that it's definitely really hard to break into the industry.
For sure.
You got to know a lot of people. You got to know your stuff. You got to be good at everything you do. There's lots of risk. It's very cutthroat, right?
Yeah. And they say this a lot. It's not necessarily about what you know to do. It's more if you're competent enough and you know, it's about who you know and how you use those connections to break in, really. But I think they set us up well.
They definitely do. The guest speakers, everything like that.
So many different tactics to try to get us on that right path. And yeah, definitely. We're going to meet a lot of people. And odds are, like they say, we'll be working with a lot of our peers in this
program. Honestly, I think you just got to put in the work. It may not show up right away, but down the line, it's definitely going to pay off.
That's 100%. I agree with you there. And I think there's no doubt that we're definitely on the right path. And I think we'll both be successful.
Exactly.
But for you, what is that? That's more of a depressing note. But I want to hear, what is your biggest motivator in your life? What guides you to do well, whether that's schooling, in your life, in your work, in anything?
It's definitely got to be my parents, like I mentioned. Also my grandparents. I'm very lucky to have grown up with my grandparents. Mm-hmm. I have all my grandparents though, so I go visit them a lot, spend a lot of time together. They're getting older now, but we shared some awesome memories together, and I feel like I always look up to my parents and them, or whenever I need something, advice or anything like that.
I love that. And I think that's with most people I've had on here, they always say their family, their parents. And I love to hear that, because if you have a good set of parents, they're going to push you to be the best version of yourself, because they want you to be the best version of yourself, and they'll support you no matter what.
Exactly. I'm a big family guy.
Yeah. Italians. Yeah. Any advice that you would give somebody going into this program?
Like I said, coming from a sports background,
yeah,
you're obviously going to come into this program and you're going to be like, okay, I think I know everything. But honestly, from a fan perspective, just know your stuff. Like if you want to break into the industry, for example, keep your options open. Don't limit yourself to one thing. Try everything. Try audio. Try on live. Try production. Try all these things. Keep working at it, even if you're not the greatest at it. But yeah, watch sports as much as you can. Get to know the facts, the players, the teams, the strategies.
Yeah.
Because the more you watch, the more educated you become.
Definitely.
And don't just focus on one team either. Mm-hmm. Watch multiple teams. I know you can have your team, your passion, but watch other games around the league. It makes it more enjoyable. You'll get more knowledge. But yeah, that's my advice.
I really agree with that. I would say that it's almost like you're going home or whenever you're watching sports, and it's like you're doing your homework as if you were in like an engineering program watching people build things.
Exactly.
You're watching sports, and that's your homework.
It's the same thing.
But I think it's great in this program, like you mentioned, to try everything.
Yes.
And because you never really know exactly what you might excel really well at, and it might be something that you never thought you would, or maybe is outside of your comfort zone. And I would definitely agree that I never thought that I would enjoy audio as much as I do.
Yeah, same here.
And recording podcasts and doing that. And I thought I would really enjoy journalism a lot, and I did.
I did.
I never knew I would enjoy writing. It's because as a kid, I was never a big writer. I enjoy writing now, and I always thought maybe on air, but I see that, you know, it's a very competitive space, and on air, I don't know if that's my thing, but behind the scenes also, I enjoy working behind the scenes and being that guy, you know,
like, exactly.
There's so many cool things.
That last class we had, semester sport journalism,
mm-hmm.
I was scared at the beginning.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be great, but it turned out being
great
awesome.
Great class. Yeah. Exactly. You know, I can't really say there's anything I don't enjoy in this course, and that's the beauty of it. So we've talked a lot about this university, this program, and now I want to see what is your one of your best memories. If you could share a story or anything, what is one of your best memories that you've had
in university or like
in university so far? Yeah.
Honestly, meeting new friends, meeting a few other guys, but one of cool memory was like the Jays run. Going back to the Jays run again, I feel like we all rallied.
Yes.
Behind the Jays, everyone was always talking about it. Yeah, but that was a really good time. What else?
I would say going to the Jays games with you last year, those were great.
Yes, and many more to come this year.
Yeah, yeah. That one we went, me, you, Marcus, and Dan, that was great. And then I think we all went to opening day too last year. That was great. Hanging out with people who have the exact same passion as you, it doesn't get better.
Exactly, that's what it's all about.
Exactly. Now here, we're getting close to the wrap up here. As you know, I mentioned it's... We're running short on time, but I want to ask you, and this is kind of what I'm going to leave you on, because I want people to see just how much of an impact this has on someone like yourself. Who would be the most influential person in your life? And I could say person or persons. I'll let you put it there, but
yeah, it's definitely got to be my parents.
Yeah,
I feel like they're my role models. I'm kind of like a mirror image of them. I have a little bit of my mom and my dad, both in me.
The best parts of them.
My dad was an athlete too. He played very high level soccer, had a big injury, which shifted his career. He's a teacher now, like I said. And also my mom for just telling me to keep on things, keep working hard.
Yeah. Oh, that's great, man.
And, yeah.
You know, I love to see, like I've talked about parents already on this podcast, man. Like parents, I can't say enough good stuff about them. And I'm glad to see that your parents are so supportive of you, because it's going to pay off, you know. But man, Chris, it's been a pleasure. It has been a pleasure having you on this podcast, man. I know we could talk for hours. We could talk for hours. But I think for the viewers, we'll leave it at that. I hope you enjoyed meeting the man, one of my favorite people here, Chris Colangelo. And this has been it for the first episode on Spirit Live of Locked and Loaded. But for those of you who have been along with us for the ride, this is now episode 7, and there's many more to come. So I thank you for tuning in, and this is just the start of something new here on Spirit Live, and just the continuation of the Locked and Loaded podcast. So I'm your host, Brady Locke, and come back next time where the chats are loaded and we are always locked. See you later.
Thanks for having me.